idea?
Canada first. Let's put it this way. One, I only care about Canada. I want to put our country first.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pleb is back. In this report, last night, Trump threatened Trudeau in front of the whole world with 25% tariffs if he doesn't fix our border. Now, Trudeau showed up to Parliament today and spoke with reporters looking absolutely rattled and exhausted from being up all night last night and from the stress of having to deal with Trump. Now, Pierre Poilievre also responded today in an epic press conference and let Canadians know that he's Canada first. You won't want to miss this report. Stick around. Before we start this report, guys, I need your help. It appears that my channel's being attacked by the radical left. Many of my videos are starting to get demonetized, and people are having a hard time finding me in the search. So if you guys want to stick it to the radical left, smash subscribe and let them know their censorship tactics aren't going to win. All right, folks, we got to talk about what happened last night because Trump put out a statement that absolutely shocked the world. Trump started threatening Trudeau on Truth Social with a 25% tariff if Trudeau doesn't fix the border. And this threat from Trump sent Trudeau in an absolute panic here, as it only took 2 hours for Trudeau to get on the phone with Trump and try to work out a deal here. And based on the footage I'm about to show you, I'm not sure this conversation went very well for Trudeau last night, because this morning, Trudeau has the face of a man that looks defeated, a man that looks exhausted, a man that looks stressed out that he has to deal with someone like Trump. Look at this.
Bonjour tout le monde. I had a good call with Donald Trump last night again.
Trudeau looks like he's fighting back tears, and he looks exhausted.
Obviously talked about,
you know, look at his eyes. This is not a confident man right here at all. He looks like he got scolded.
Laying out the facts, talking about how the intense and effective connections between our two countries flow back and forth. We talked about some of the challenges that we can work on together. It was a good call. This is something that we can do, laying out the facts, moving forward in constructive ways. This is a relationship that we...
He just said, does he not sound defeated here? There's no absolute confidence coming from his voice. He sounds crushed. Just listen to him. Read the body language here.
Laying out the facts, look, moving forward in constructive ways. This is a relationship that we know takes a certain amount of working on, and that's what we'll do. One of the really important things is that we be all pulling together on this. The Team Canada approach is what works. That's where putting aside partisanship, that's where I reached out immediately to...
Team Canada approach, really? This is your mess, Justin. I'm not rooting for you. You created this border problem. Instead of focusing on running the country properly, you focused on woke. You focused on putting tampons in the men's washrooms. You focused on woke identity politics. You focused on DEI. You didn't even focus on our country. So no, Justin, I'm not pulling for you here. This mess is 100% on you.
Doug Ford to agree with him that we would have a first minister's meeting this week to talk about the United States. Talked with François Legault and some other premiers as well. There's work to do, but we know how to do it.
The Trump whisperer right here, folks. In my honest opinion, Trudeau looks absolutely rattled and not ready to deal with Trump. I mean, he looks exhausted. He looks stressed. He doesn't look capable of dealing with someone like Trump, a strong alpha type leader. But someone who I think is ready is none other than Pierre Poilievre, who gave a press conference today that was so incredible, probably his best ever, where he tells people that he is Canada first. All he cares about is Canada. And he also talks about sending back home 4.9 million Canadian newcomers who are going to have their visas expire. This press conference is truly the greatest thing I've ever seen. Watch. This press conference is so good, we're going to watch the whole thing, okay? Because, like, every moment's awesome. Let's enjoy it.
The United States is the greatest economic and military superpower in the history of the world.
True.
And they are our neighbor.
True.
The U.S. is responsible for $1.2 trillion of our trade. We trade almost twice as much with the Americans as we trade with the rest of the world combined. Wow. Trade with the U.S. is 40% of our economy. President Trump yesterday made an unjustified threat of a 25% tariff on our already weak and shrinking economy.
Trudeau's fault.
Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland were surprised, amazingly. Everyone else knew something like this could be coming because President Trump had been talking about it for years on the campaign trail. Yet 20 days ago, Chrystia Freeland said, "Don't worry, Canada will be fine." Apparently, neither she nor Justin Trudeau were following what the incoming president was saying. And now we must take account and we must be honest with our unprecedented weakness. After 9 years of Prime Minister Trudeau, our GDP is smaller than it was when he took off, per capita is smaller than it was when it took off, he took office. In fact, our per capita GDP has dropped more than any other G7 country since the year before COVID. We have the most indebted households. We've had the worst housing inflation. A quarter of our people are in poverty. 2 million people line up in food banks. Food prices have risen 37% faster in Canada than in the United States of America. Our economy is teetering on the brink of collapse. And now we face this renewed threat. We need a plan. A plan to put Canada first.
What? What? Is he finally saying it? He's finally saying it, chat. Are we back? Are we back? Look at this.
A plan to put Canada first on the economy.
Let's go.
And on security. So, to start with, on the economy, I'm calling on Prime Minister Trudeau to put partisanship aside and in the spirit of Team Canada to accept that he cannot go ahead with quadrupling the carbon tax to 61 cents a liter. This was an irresponsible policy to begin with, but combining this kind of crippling energy tax increase with potential tariffs from Donald Trump would push our economy into a nightmare and a tailspin. So let's put partisanship aside and axe the tax. Second, the Prime Minister has to put aside partisanship and, in the spirit of Team Canada, cancel his energy cap, yes, which would see Alberta and Saskatchewan produce 35% less energy. At a time when we need those jobs, it is our biggest industry and our biggest export. Mm. The incoming American president says he wants to cut gas prices in half. Well, the only way to do it will be to import more clean Canadian energy. So the Prime Minister has to stop this assault on our biggest industry.
Drill, baby, drill. Let's make Canada great again. Keep going.
Next. He has to cancel all tax increases. Tax increases on work, investment, and making stuff in Canada.
Let's go.
Finally, he needs to renew and restart the commitment to end the softwood lumber tariffs and the Buy America policies, just like Stephen Harper was successful in doing, even though Justin Trudeau has not been able to do that under 3 presidents and 9 years. On security, about a week ago, Justin Trudeau admitted that he broke our immigration system.
Here we go.
And that brings new challenges. His own published documents show there are 4.9 million people here temporarily that are supposed to leave by December 31st of next year, 13 months from now. 4.9 million people. We asked what the plan was to track their departures, and yesterday his immigration minister said, "We're just going to take people at their word."
Do you guys hear this? Pierre Poilievre wants 4.9 million newcomers to go back, to go home. 4.9 million. Goodbye. Wow. Are the deportations about to begin? I mean, if they don't leave on their own. But yeah, Pierre wants them gone. Hell yeah. Based.
He admits that there have been two ISIS terrorists allowed into our country. What is the plan to protect our security and reinstate sovereignty over who is in our country? Military. Justin Trudeau has demolished our military with poor decisions, botched procurements, and wasted money.
And he put tampons in the in the men's washrooms in our military bases, which is demoralization.
One thing he could do today is announce that his planned billion-dollar cut to the military is canceled.
Yeah.
And then present a real plan to reallocate money away from lower priorities towards rebuilding our military and reinforcing our military security over North America. And finally, on drugs. I don't want to stop drug overdoses to please Donald Trump. I want to stop drug overdoses so that there's not one more mother with her face buried in a pillow sobbing that she just lost her kid. After 47,000 other Canadians have died, that's more than we lost in the Second World War. A 200% annual increase in drug overdose deaths have resulted from Justin Trudeau's radical liberalization of drugs. Justin Trudeau must put partisanship aside, not just for the sake of Team Canada, but for the sake of our people, and fully reverse his liberalization of drugs. Ban them, prosecute those who traffic in them, secure our borders against the illegal importation of fentanyl ingredients, put people in treatment and recovery to bring our loved ones home drug-free. That is necessary now more than ever. Look, President Trump has the right to put his workers and his nation's security first.
Of course, he's doing his job. He's protecting his own people. This is what a leader should do.
I will put Canada's workers and Canada's security first.
Let's go. Let's go. This is what I wanted to hear. Pardon me.
First, I will put Canada's workers and Canada's security first.
Let's go.
We need a prime minister with the strength and the smarts, the brains and the backbone to stand up for this country, to rebuild our security, our military, and our economy. That is what I will do. Let's bring it home.
Oh my gosh. Pierre Poilievre is speaking my language here with Canada First and nationalist talk here. This is giving me goosebumps. But Pierre Poilievre saying he wants 4.9 million newcomers to go back to their homes? Shut up and take my money. This is the best press conference ever. Now we watch our leader cook the reporters. Let's effing go.
Should Canada have less reliance on American trade, in your view?
That's a nice idea. It's a very nice idea. We live next door to the biggest economic and military superpower in the history of the world.
Yep.
We can fantasize about other trade partners, but I'm interested in reality. We've been fantasizing for the last 9 years, and look where it has got us. What we actually need to do is stand up for our economy by axing taxes, unleashing free enterprise, having a massive boom in our energy and resource production, and standing up for our country against unfair tariffs abroad.
Aside from all the measures that you laid out, would you be willing to retaliate?
If necessary.
You're asking the Prime Minister to put aside his partisanship. Will you put aside yours and join the government in a Team Canada approach?
They're repeating the Trudeau talking points. Yeah, oh man, Pierre's gonna destroy her.
Sorry.
She's gonna get destroyed.
You're asking the Prime Minister. for the Prime Minister to put aside his partisanship, will you put aside yours and join the government in a Team Canada approach?
Oh, here we go.
I'm making nonpartisan suggestions today. But let me be clear. We don't need as a spectacle of a bunch of politicians sitting around tables, meeting, and holding photo ops. I know that would be a wonderful spectacle for all of you. You would all enjoy that kind of interpersonal theatrics. But what we really need is an action plan with tangibles. So bottom line, Trudeau's got to axe the carbon tax. He's got to lift the production cap on Canadian energy.
Yes.
He's got to rebuild our military and secure our borders.
Yep.
That is a real plan to protect our economy and our security and put Canada first. And that's more important than photo ops and meetings between politicians.
Canada first. He says it again. Let's go.
Canada striking a separate bilateral agreement with the U.S., separate from Mexico. Do you endorse that idea?
Canada first.
Let's put it this way. Oh, my God. Bro, okay, sorry for pausing this, but Pierre is going off here. Let's go. Pierre is more base than I've ever seen him before. This is incredible.
Canada striking a separate bilateral agreement with the U.S., separate from Mexico. Do you endorse that idea?
Canada first.
Let's go.
Let's put it this way. One, I only care about Canada.
Woo.
I want to put our country first.
Woo.
Two, America is responsible for over 60% of our trade. We trade more with the U.S. than we do with the rest of the world combined. I will do what is necessary to preserve and protect that relationship above all others.
$250 checks. Has your party decided if you support them? And can you also respond to the demands from the Bloc and NDP to expand it even further?
So, first of all, we will make our final decision and formalize it tomorrow at our caucus meeting, as always. But with our GDP collapsing, with $500 billion pouring out of our country, and with Canadians lined up at food banks, our priority is not to save you 10 cents on a bag of potato chips right before quadrupling the carbon tax on your heat, housing, gas, and groceries. What we need is a real common sense plan to slash bureaucracy and waste in order to bring down taxes, inflation, and interest rates. And we will answer. We also know that on the checks,
just giving us $250, sprinkling a little taxes. Yeah, that's absolute bullshit. How about we start cutting all taxes? Let's go.
Justin Trudeau has said, when he was asked about checks not long ago, he said, if you give out checks, you drive up inflation by exactly the same amount. If you have an economy with 10 apples and $10, it's a buck an apple. If you double the number of dollars in the economy to 20 and you still only have 10 apples, well, now it's $2 an apple. You're not actually increasing purchasing power by printing money, borrowing cash, and sending out checks. What that has done after 9 years of Trudeau has given us the worst inflation in 40 years, the worst housing price inflation in the G7. We have people living in poverty. They can't find homes. We need a real common sense plan to permanently axe the carbon tax, axe the sales tax on new homes so that Canadians can earn a powerful paycheck that buys affordable food, gas, and homes in safe neighborhoods. Nous avons besoin d'un vrai plan pour couper les taxes et impôts et permettre les gens de gagner des plus grands chèques de paie et pension qui achètent de nourriture et de logement dans les communautés sécuritaires.
Wow, this was incredible. And Pierre Poilievre appears to be very serious here about this Canada First messaging as he put out this post here on X, just titled Canada First. And he even put out an official statement on X here calling for an emergency debate on these tariffs, saying that we need a Canada First plan for our economy and security. Canada First. I love it. The thing that I love about this Pierre Poilievre press conference is when Pierre Poilievre starts saying things like Canada First, he's speaking in Trump's language. He's speaking words that Trump can respect. And quite frankly, I respect too, because I myself am Canada First. Are you? All right, guys, it's been a long video, so we'll wrap it. And I have a bonus clip at the end, so don't click out just yet. But I want you to tell me in the comments down below, what did you guys think of this Pierre Poilievre press conference? And do you guys like this Canada First messaging? Is this something that resonates with you? Also, Pierre Poilievre announcing that he wants to send 4.9 million newcomers home. Are you on board with this plan? Tell me in the comments down below. If you want to support this channel, you already know how to do it. Like, comment, share, subscribe. And if you want to support The Real News even further, you could buy a $5 Canadian membership. My name is The Pleb. Don Cherry, hit us with the Canada First outro. Let's go.
Imagine me going down to Newfoundland. Going down there.
What would happen?
I'd go down there and I'd say, look, vote me in, and I guarantee you, as I stand here, no foreign trawler would come in and touch one fish. And foreign aid, if you want to get into that, here we got people dying. Here we got people dying for want of beds, and we're giving money to the foreigners. No way. It'd be Canada first and Canada only. That's what I am, a nationalist. I'm going to start a new power, the nationalist.
Don Cherry's Canada first. Pierre Poilievre's Canada first. The Pleb is Canada first. Are you Canada first? See you at the next report. Peace.